The song was banned in Jody's wedding because she hated it so much.
It's true.
The song is being played this morning because Pedro has bought his lotto ticket numbers, and he is convinced he is going to win because he had a dream in which he was on a quest, and at the end of the dream, an angel whispered to him the numbers to play. I got kind of caught up in it a little, Pedro, because yesterday after I left the show, I heard from friends who were inspired by your optimism. And they, along with us, went out and bought employee company pool lottery tickets, which is something that has been done in the past. It has also ended up in court a few times.
Yeah.
And but it is sort of a fun thing to do at work. So say we're a team, we're all in this together, let's buy some lotto tickets, and if we win, we'll all share the wealth.
Right.
Yeah. So I dug it. It was very cool. I noticed this morning that you are dressed as if for New Year's Eve.
Look at this. I'm a pimp. I went out last night already. I just went drinking. I just came straight from the bar, and I paid rounds. I am already owing $1,300.
He's making it rain already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I brought an umbrella because I make money rain every time everywhere I go.
So you're already spending the money.
Yeah.
That's the sign of a lottery winner with problems. By the way, there's two things you can do with lottery money.
Yes.
You can blow it.
Yes.
Or you can grow it.
Well, in my case, I started blowing it. I did a good job last night. You know what my first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to buy a bidet.
A bidet?
Yeah, but the water to clean my butt is going to be made out of tears of middle class.
Great idea.
Yeah. It's going to be made out of what?
Tears of the middle class.
Yeah.
How are you gonna, I think he has been drinking. I'm having to translate.
How are you going to harvest those tears of the middle class?
Oh, it's going to be so easy. I'm not going to Starbucks anymore. Star Millions from now on.
Star Millions.
That's what I'm going to do. By the way, my new nickname today, go for it.
Johnny Billions.
Johnny Billions.
And don't call him anything other than that unless you want a speech.
Okay. In order to be Johnny Billions, you have to stop spending now. And you have to invest that money.
Well, did you read about the experts talking about this? They say you need to hire a lawyer. That's the first thing you
need to
do.
Absolutely.
I already did. A divorce lawyer. Yeah, Johnny Billions!
Holy cow.
You know, he's let it go to his head.
That's the kind of divorce that would be pretty friendly, I think. It's like, okay, here's $100 million, go away.
Hold on. Mitt Romney's calling me. He wants some money.
She would get half in this state.
Newt's calling for money or Mitt? Who's?
Mitt Romney's calling right now. He wants some money.
Divorce lawyer is not going to save you money on in a community property state, my friend.
That's right.
Yeah.
How do you do that if you buy a ticket right now? Like, I bought my ticket. I know I'm going to win. I know already. And I love Luciana, but I know that after that, we're done. I mean, it's over. $500 million, it cannot work out. So how do I do? What do I do? Do I hire the divorce lawyer? I mean, 50-50, or is because I bought the ticket, it's going to be all mine?
Well, now, as I understand it, we were going to pool our tickets here, Pedro.
Not Johnny Billions.
Yeah,
he wanted no part of it.
He's got his own.
Is that right? I thought it was his idea for us to pool our tickets.
I thought Johnny Billions was a standalone billionaire.
Well, we have the tickets. We bought
You know what, Pedro?
Yes.
I'll go along with whatever you want, but do me a favor.
Yes.
Make it easy to understand what I'm going along with.
Well, we bought the tickets. Luciana bought 10 tickets, because actually for the entire show. So we all have the tickets. We're going to chip in, and we're going to share the prize.
We are going to share the prizes.
Yeah.
So right now, you're not $500 billion. You're more like $500 million. You're more like, what are there, 8 of us?
30.
What do you mean 30?
After taxes.
No. How many of us are there?
About 8.
Well, show your tickets. Who's got a ticket?
Got a ticket.
Okay, there's 4 of us. There's 5 of us. There's 6 of us.
Did you get your ticket, Eric?
No, in fact, I was doing some math, and I have to say that, I mean, the odds of winning are $175 million, and really the only way you can guarantee you'll win is to spend $175 million.
And then,
even if you do that, there's a chance that someone else might have the same numbers, and then you'd have to split it, and then you don't even get your money back.
So Eric's out. Is that what we're understanding?
You're not participating.
I would be willing to chip in for team building purposes. So, yeah, I've got a $10 bill in my pocket, and I'll give it to whoever bought some tickets, and I'll say, all right.
Well, hold on a second. You didn't buy the tickets.
No. That's
you
not the way it works.
Oh, it works. I need to go buy the tickets.
Yes, I've got $7.
This is not like Girl Scout cookies.
Guy across the street will gladly sell you one. He is so excited.
Now, when do they stop selling them?
It's a 11 p.m. Eastern time drawing, I think.
Tonight,
so, I mean,
8 o'clock.
Yeah, you've got till 8 o'clock tonight, or 7:59, I guess.
Oh, really? You can buy the tickets right up to the last minute?
Pretty much, I think. Pretty close.
Let's find out.
Yeah, and it's electronic, so basically you have until 8 o'clock.
But Eric's got till 10 a.m., because we said pretty clearly yesterday, you show your ticket by the end of the show today, then
you could send an intern out if you want. All right, so we have our numbers. We'll have a little fun. We'll look at the numbers, and then we'll have a little small bonfire. It'll be a great
This is the biggest thing going on right now. I mean, even people who don't normally play the lotto were drawn in by the discussions of how big it was getting. Yeah, me too. I mean, we don't normally play, but you can't help. I mean, please, $1, $5. There's a chance. Why not you? Could be anybody.
It'd probably be the guy who bought the ticket right after me. If it is, I'll know it because I know him. A very prominent Seattle Seahawk. I went and bought this at the Mustard Seed, which is a... I don't know if many taverns sell lotto, but they sell lotto by my house because the grocery store went out of business and somebody needs the lotto racket, so the tavern wound up with it. So I went and bought this one, and right behind me was Max Unger, the center for the Seattle Seahawks.
Cool.
Getting his ticket. So if Max becomes...
Wait a minute. What, a Seattle Seahawk buying lottery tickets?
That's what I said. This guy doesn't need the... Well, sure, who doesn't need half a billion dollars?
You buy the team, and you say, yes, I'm the starting center again this year.
So if Max wins this thing, I'm going to be a little bit peeved. Because
now, Pedro, will you be quitting your job?
No. Actually, we own all of you.
Oh my God.
It would be so much fun. No, of course not. I love my job.
All right, very good. Yeah. So do I. And you will be equal to all of us because we in terms of the IRS, because we will all have the same amount of money because we're going to split it, right?
What do you mean we're equal right now?
Right.
I mean, we're all people.
Not in terms of the IRS. In the eyes of God, I totally agree with you.
Oh, okay.
But God does not sell you a swimming pool.
Would you quit working if you won?
No.
Joe?
No, I wouldn't quit working. I might take... I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I might
totally
take,
a laugh,
I
Joe.
Might take
you are
few,
so full of it.
No, I wouldn't. If I won...
Joe, your whole life is geared towards the day you can stop trying at all.
Well, yeah, but I got to earn that day. I mean, I'm not just going to hit the lottery and say that's the day. I mean, I want to put in my time. I want to enjoy. I enjoy
okay,
working.
That's good. It's good to know you won't quit.
Yeah, no.
I thought you would because you've always said that, but you're always full of it. So
yeah, he might not make the 6 o'clock start some days.
Yeah, I might not. I mean, I might.
Well, you'll get fired.
I might hire somebody to do some of my work for me. I mean, you know,
he's going
to
farm it out.
Yeah.
Foxconn did today's prep.
I don't even think I'd move. I think I'd stay right where I'm at.
I think so.
Yeah, I
doubt
the same
that.
Thing.
That's crazy.
See, I know how money changes people. I have a little bit of experience. Been through it all. Not big money, but I tell you, Joe, you would change.
You think so?
Yeah, you would change.
Become wary of people and what they want from you when you win a big lottery.
He's already got that. Joe's already way savvy and more cautious than a lot of people, but some of you would. Spike would be besieged by people trying to take advantage of him, and at first he'd like love all the attention, and they'd all get whatever they wanted, and then he'd be wary. Joe, I think, would pimp out the fastest.
Yeah.
Because it would be a buffet of possible earthly possessions.
Oh, I'd travel and do a lot of that stuff. No question.
No,
about
I think you'd. You wouldn't say you wanted the house for you. You'd want it for your wife and your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be on the lake, and you'd have matching gold jet skis.
Sounds good. All sounds good.
Yeah.
Not gold colored.
You know, I don't
see how
gold.
Quick it was to change.
I don't
mind.
Think that
solid gold. Jet
well,
skis.
I don't think that's too extravagant.
No, that's not at all. See what I mean?
And they're powered by the tears of seahawks.
As long as you take a little bit of scalloped potatoes, it's not extravagant.
Exactly. Right. A couple bites will kill you.
Then you can move on to the roast beef.
No, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of houses for sale on the lake. If I hit the thing,
I've
probably
thought about that.
I mean,
you?
I'm up on the hill above the lake. I'd love to move down to the lake.
Come on down.
Jody's dream neighborhood, right down below me down there, where the better half lives, where you can put a boat in your backyard.
I kid
there.
You not. I went down that way. It's like a hidden cove that you don't know about if you're not from that area. And I went in there because I bought my stroller off a woman on Craigslist, and that's where she lived.
And she lived in the
Yes.
And she was selling her stroller.
Right. And when I pulled up to her house, I was like, you should just give it to me. What are you kidding me? It's like the biggest house on the whole place. And she was very nice.
Sweetheart. Yeah.
Yes. But I pulled into the street and it was.
By the way, the way she got that rich.
Yeah.
Was to be careful with money, and that involves selling a stroller.
Actually,
on Craigslist.
She gave it to me for a great deal.
She did.
Very.
You bought it for
stroller.
The lady who was a tax cheat, right? Who was living on a social or a.
No,
remember that
sir.
Lady was the bank was the
yeah,
fraud
we know,
lady
that waterfront lady. No, wow. Not that lady.
No, no, she was lovely. But when you pull into this neighborhood, you hear do 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 do, and you picture yourself on a manicured front lawn swirling a martini.
Yeah,
I have got to live there. It's the nicest
That's
neighborhood in the whole
picture,
city.
That's who right over there, downtown Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might
so
move down
we're
there.
We're all going to win the lotto. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Joe, Spike says after taxes, we'll get about $30 million. I think it's just slightly less than that.
If it's because when you take the lump sum, I'm assuming we all want to take the lump sum and not dole it out, right?
So Pedro, do we want to take the lump sum?
Oh, I was thinking about this. And I want all
I wouldn't do it that way, by the way.
I'm with you.
You wouldn't do it that way?
No, I would basically have the lotto send a check to a trust, which would send us money. Because if you have that guaranteed income, you know, you can borrow whatever you need.
Well, one of the things that I heard yesterday, you need to know the state. Because I'm in state. After, you know, when you get the trust fund from the lottery, you might lose all the money after you die. The state takes all the money. So you need to find out exactly what's the policy for every state. I don't know if this.
Hold on, Luciana came in and then she left.
Oh, take that out. Get out!
I heard the same thing. Like, your.
A woman wants money.
Death children will not going to get the money if you don't get the lump sum.
If you die, really?
Yeah.
So they want you to
it
take the lump sum.
It depends on the state. So you need to check Washington what they say.
They want you to take the lump sum if that's the case, because then they give you less. They can advertise more and give you less, which, of course, government loves to do. Mm-hmm. 613, good morning. If you're doing this at your office, go ahead, text us, tweet us.
Who isn't?
Tell us what it's like.
Who isn't future tripping today? Because they bought a $5 lot or $10 or $20, whatever, and they're future tripping.
I think a lot of people are. I purchased a $20 worth because I felt it was first off, I know the money goes to education in this state.
Yeah.
So I viewed it more as a donation than a lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And I also thought that I'd increase our chances to win just because you all have been so good to me and I've done so well and I couldn't have done it without a great team and a family. And I'm very lucky and grateful.
So you're kicking in 15 extra entries?
Yeah.
And well, that's of your own free will?
Of
let's get this on record right now.
Own free will. All right. This ticket goes – let's have Eric hold the tickets because right now Joe
– No,
Joe is already wary of people. And he had no problem not trusting people.
I just don't want to hear this. Well,
you
I
don't
actually,
trust me, do you?
Well, when mine hits, I don't want you to say, well, I put in, you know, more. So actually, I get a higher percentage.
Actually, when mine hit, I would say, oh, that wasn't one of the five that was given to you.
That's what you were thinking.
I know what you were thinking.
That's what he's doing.
Hold on, do you have more than five?
Yeah, and he's keeping those for himself.
No, I have five at home and I have five here.
I don't want you to have five at home.
No.
You're
going to
win at home and watch us all suffer?
Hey, you could have side bets.
Yeah.
This ticket is my ticket for all of us. I also
We're
have a ticket.
We're fighting already.
I knew it.
You have to make it clear in the beginning.
Right. Eric, I hereby appoint you trustee.
We got to establish this.
You have to make it clear in the beginning. Joe's allowed to have side, like a family.
You could go buy
I don't think he's allowed to. It's one for all for one. You're with us or you're against us.
I'm with you right here. Five. This is exactly what we agreed to.
If you own any lottery tickets and you get fat, you have to share it.
No, well, I might give you a little something, but this is the... This was the deal we established.
No
we said, everybody bring in a $5 ticket. You already
Where's
messed up.
Where's the contract I signed?
There was no contract.
Yeah, right.
But it's all well documented. You
Let's
know?
All buy some lottery tickets, and if we win, we split it. I thought that was the deal.
Yes, for the tickets that we are contributing to the
She's
work pool.
Just as bad as him.
I'm not going to say it because then I would be.
My family and I have other tickets that we're splitting with other families.
Right.
I have different pools going, and each ticket is dedicated to a different pool.
I understand.
Pool. This is the one that I'm splitting
I'm
with you guys.
I'm not going to mess with you on matters of business. I can
Thank
see that.
Thank you. Right. I appreciate
and
that.
And it couldn't have been more clear, right?
I could mean, not have been more
said
clear.
$5, bring it in, put it on the table, pool them together.
Correct.
And there you go.
Eric?
Can I say one thing?
No, you have no skin in the game.
Okay.
He has $7.
All right. I will send out Mary the intern across the street to get a $5 ticket. Okay. That being said, the number one movie in the country right now is The Hunger Games, right? Remember one of the lines from The Hunger Games where the president
May
says...
May the odds always be with you.
That, but also in the president
favor.
Says...
In your favor, yes.
In your favor. No, he also says, to keep the masses in line, you need to give them hope. Not too much hope, just a little bit.
Hope and fear.
That's right.
Well, speaking of the odds.
Back to arguing.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, but I'm going to nominate Eric for this today.
Asshat!
Give it to us today.
You've totally spoiled the whole deal. Why don't you wear that thing for an hour?
Just a rat and rational.
So, to be logical, you must take away all hope.
Now, if the odds are 1 in 170 million, and there's how much?
At 1 in 175.
540. And there's right? 540 million at stake.
Yes.
If you are Paul Allen or somebody, obviously you don't need the money and don't need to play around with this thing, but if you bought 200 million tickets, aren't you pretty assured of winning $540 million?
Well, Eric, ask the buzzkill over there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's if you can guarantee that each one of those 200 million tickets has a different number combination, which would take some work. And even then, if you happen to hit one of those numbers, someone else might have the same numbers, and
if
so then
split,
you have to split it.
You're screwed.
So it's like even if you hit the trifecta at the horse race, if more people had it, the pool's got to get divided.
All winners split. Yep.
Yes.
Because that seems like there's some rich guys are probably jumping on that. I mean, there's probably people that are buying.
No.
You don't think so?
You don't think people buy $1,000
worth? Rich guys don't even make that big of a risk.
Oh, yeah. That guy from, he's got that MTV show, Rob Dyrdek. He's like a skating.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Skating super guy.
Yeah.
He bought $700 worth of tickets. He had them all in his hand when the paparazzi caught him coming out. Everybody wants this money.
Joe, you realize they build schools with this money.
States keep half. Isn't that how it works?
Well, this is a multi-state lottery. So right. This isn't our Washington state lottery.
No. But states keep half the money of the tickets sold in their state. The other half goes into the Mega Millions jackpot.
What really excites me, though?
How much does Wersch's Shell Station get?
I'm not sure. That's a great idea. The vendors themselves.
I went and supported a local. You know, Joe stood behind a Seahawk because he lives near the lake.
Right.
I went and supported a local family business yesterday to buy my lotto tickets.
Well, if you hear them having a party across the street, then you'll know how much they make.
Possibly.
And I bought it directly from the business owner. I could have asked him. It's a local family business. It's one little bar.
Yeah, how much do they make?
I don't know.
I don't think it's that many. I think it's a traffic generator. While you're in there, you'll buy some soda and some chips and some gasoline.
It seems to me I heard a story that I think there's a prize for the winning seller. I think Vegas a little Jing Jing, right?
Yes, they
That's
do.
Neat. Okay. It says overall odds 1 in 39.9. Does that mean if you buy 40 tickets, you'll win something?
Yeah, because I think you get a free ticket is the lowest thing. Let's see if you get
the lowest money is $2.
$2. Now, the exciting thing here is that little boy who spoke to you in your dream, Pedro, what were the first three numbers?
5, 7, 9.
Darn. I'm not going to say the other ones.
No. Okay. I thought I had it. It's 3, 7. I have 3 and 7.
I have 7, 9, 13.
Okay. Let's just give these to Eric now.
Damn, this smells like a winner.
It smells good, doesn't it?
Sign it first. On
we
got to
sign it. We got to sign it.
You have to sign it? Why? Yeah.
Because then you'll know that it was yours that hit, and it'll be you. We can't all go in there, and one of us is going to have to collect for the rest of it.
I'll do it.
No, you collect as a team. I've seen that.
Who's the most likely to stiff the rest of the show?
Joe.
No.
Clearly.
No, I would ordinarily default to Spike, but in this case... at a free buffet, I think it is Joe.
Yeah,
I'm going on Johnny Billions in there. I think he's got.
Oh, no. We need to have.
He's already lawyered up.
We need to make copies too, so we can keep track of it at home tonight. So we have to have Mary make copies.
Right. So that way, when Joe says the ticket he won with at home, which was his personal tickets, wasn't part of the five.
That is not weird.
Can I borrow that pen,
Joe? Right, I'm with you. That's not weird at all. That we have other.
Let's focus back. Let's get back.
Yeah.
To reality here.
Right.
Yeah. You really. Know. Here's reality. Rip that up, chew it up, throw it in the garbage because it's garbage.
So the lotto is the Mega Millions. Lotto is today, and the jackpot is monstrous. Lots of goofy people
various places of business.
Is it good for you to dream for a couple days?
No.
Or is it overall bad? I mean, I was thinking about that last night.
It's overall time you're not spending actually doing.
Well, is the fall from hope?
He still wants to talk about it. Okay, is the fall from hope what?
Yeah. Is the fall from hope worse than the euphoria you get prior to the drawing? I mean, I had a sociology teacher talk about this one time.
That is actually the philosophy of gambling, and that is why it is a decent value as long as you don't overdo it, because you have fun.
His question in our class was, are you worse off after you've lost and realize again the stark reality of your
situation? Depends on how much you've lost and whether you could afford to lose it. Luciana.
You know what I love about this? When you go to the store to buy the ticket, everyone that goes and buys a ticket goes like, I'm going to win it. And they are all so excited. And they are celebrating already. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. beautiful. People are happy.
All right. Great.
See how you're easing back in?
I'm very, very excited. I was really excited. Right, I'm excited. I was excited about it.
T-Bone bought a pair.
All right, so welcome back. All right, we have some things today. I hope you're having fun with this, too, at work. We have some things today that are fun. The Runkle's Nanny on Californication, a show which I have liked but fell off the wagon a little because they had a season that I thought wasn't all that clever, and they're at the season finale, which means I got to watch it on demand.
Yeah.
And even if it's not great, I'm watching anyway. It's one of those shows like Weeds. That's just, it's a cable show, and it's so out there that, you know, my wife hates it, by the way.
Californication?
Yeah.
It's too obvious for her. She doesn't like all that in-your-face business.
Yeah, I guess. It's just all about a guy with absolutely no scruple. Well, the moral dilemma is he has scruples, but his relationship keeps going bad, and so when he's not in a relationship, he'll do anything that moves. Basically.
I'm not going to tell our upcoming guests this, but this is definitely my least favorite season of all the seasons.
Hopefully she's not listening on iHeartRadio. No. But last night, my wife...
Good, right? Sorry.
What?
But she was good, though, right?
She was good.
Okay. She didn't write
She's
it.
A great actress. Yeah. Camilla Luddington. Last night, my wife was sitting at the ironing board in like this out-of-the-way corner of the house, and she was... I don't know what she was doing, you know, sewing, ironing, quilting. You know, once women start working with fabric, it all is a blur to me. But she was sitting there doing her thing, and I heard this sound coming, and she was listening to the radio on her iPad. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm listening to iHeartRadio. I said, what are you listening to? She said, some station in Los Angeles. I thought, wow, people actually, you know, turn that thing on.
Oh, it's reached a critical mass. Yeah, it is. And it did an update yesterday. Now, I don't know what other features are there, but all of a sudden I looked at my phone and it says, your iHeartRadio is updating. So they threw some new stuff up there yesterday.
And the logo when we come in the building now says Clear Channel Media. What does it say?
An entertainment.
And we are, you know, I guess... We're really going to be global.
We just ordered new business cards and the biggest logo on there. You got the Bob Rivers Show logo. You got the KJR logo. But iHeartRadio is where it's at.
So I also heard some hype, bubbling under about a big announcement.
Monday.
Is it Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
7 a.m. Monday, I believe.
It's for people who like music.
Can I not say anything about it, or is there any of it leaked?
Well, we're supposed to keep it mum, as far as I understand.
Okay. Well, Monday.
And it's easy for me to keep it mum, because I have no idea other than they said.
No.
There'll be a big announcement Monday.
I know more than the Clue Fairy on this one.
Okay.
So
well, I don't know squat, so don't ask me over the weekend.
But I can also I'll write something down and hand it to Eric with the lottery tickets, and I will speculate. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if my 5-day forecast brings it in. But Monday, we're going to have a very special announcement. Do you know what time that announcement is?
Yeah, 7 o'clock on Monday.
7 o'clock on Monday.
Yep.
And it does involve iHeartRadio. Are we allowed to say that?
See, this is the reason.
You seem to know more than the rest of us.
That's why I'm not the Clue Fairy.
This is the reason why they don't tell us anything.
Well, my wife was sitting at the ironing board using this thing last night, and I was impressed. And it made me feel good because, you know, people say, oh, radio is, you know, dying and this and that. And our company is doing some kind of interesting things. And yeah. I mean, I wish we were on it.
And people are texting in from where they listen right now. We've got listeners from Washington, D.C., Fort Wayne, Indiana, and somebody local likes to listen to an Austin, Texas station when we go off the air. So, you know, people use it to tune into us and also tune into other stations.
It's more choice for you. Sucks for some of us, but, you know, that's progress. Okay, we're going to speak to Lizzie, the Runkle's nanny, in about an hour or so. Also on the show today. Oh, did she not come through? I thought we were going to talk to one of the girls that are on the Hunger Games.
We are.
Oh, it's
we
not,
were.
It's not. What happened to that?
We got an email this morning saying that she had an audition for another role, and she canceled the tour.
She was killed.
Oh, that sucks. Now, you want to let's tell them the behind the scenes of this.
What a week.
We debated whether we were going to do it. We were offered an interview with one of the actors in the Hunger Games, and we almost didn't take it. Now she canceled. We'll tell you why we almost didn't take it in a second.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR. Cruise on the Cruise is back. What makes a Disney cruise so magical? 95.7 KJR wants you to see and sail for yourself on a cruise aboard the Disney Wonder, now sailing from L.A. to the Mexican Riviera and along the California coast. Listen at 8:35 a.m., 12:35 p.m., and 4:35 p.m. weekdays for clues and your chance to identify our four mystery passengers. Each Disney cruise sets sail with magic and wonder for everyone in the family, from kid-size adventures to adults-only places. Plus, world-class services you'll only find on a Disney cruise. Guess who's on the cruise for your chance to win the seven-night Disney cruise of your dreams. More details at 957KJR.com.
Buying a car means making a lot of choices. The brand, the model, the color, the dealership. And then once you buy it, you choose who gets to ride in it and who controls the radio station. For those of you who like space to decide, at Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, we give you the choice to test drive without a salesperson, the option to get to know your car on your terms. Try out the unassisted test drive at Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, I-90 and Eastgate. The choice is clear. Learn about the Subaru Love Spring event at ChaplinSubaru.com.
When you look in the mirror, do you see a guy 20 years older than you looking back? You can lift weights, you can diet, you can do anything you want to try to look younger, but until you do something about the hair loss, it's not going to happen. Did you know that hair restoration is the number one cosmetic procedure done by men? If you notice some thinning, some receding hairline, don't wait. Do something about it today. Visit my friends at AdvancedHairSeattle.com. Or give them a call at 425-449-8185. They use the absolute latest, greatest technology available in hair restoration, the FDA-approved NeoGraft procedure. It's a simple one-day procedure that produces amazing results. Do yourself a favor. Go to AdvancedHairSeattle.com and check out for yourself the amazing results. The before and after pictures will literally blow your mind. They are a local company that has been nationally recognized as the best in the business. They've got an award-winning staff at their office in Bellevue. AdvancedHairSeattle.com is the website, or give them a call at 425-449-8185. Book yourself a consultation. You'll be glad you did. Don't stick with the lotions and potions that have not been working for you. Go see AdvancedHairSeattle.com.
Wine connoisseurs, there's still time to get your wine card. For only $99, you can experience and taste 20 wineries in Washington and Oregon. It's a $400 value. Hurry, it's on sale now. Go to 957KJR.com and purchase the Northwest Wine Passport. Keyword, wine.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use. Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Spring means big savings at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
Right now, you'll find amazing spring savings on the tires you need for whatever you drive.
Passenger, performance, pickup, or SUV. With the West's largest selection of tires to choose from, we're sure to have the tires you need in stock at a spring sale price that's right.
It's the once-a-year tire sale you don't want to miss.
You better hurry in. The spring savings end April 30th.
It's spring sale time for a very limited time only at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
Get in the zone!
When it's time for a new battery, AutoZone has the right one to fit your need.
Because whether you're looking for rugged dependability that's sure to start in all conditions, power to run accessories, or the latest in battery technology, AutoZone has it. Even if you want a battery for your boat, lawnmower, or RV, we can help you figure out exactly what you need. And we'll give you the tips to install it correctly. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Now at the Home Depot, Black Friday prices are back with 50% off select Bonnie vegetables and herbs. That'll pay off on your dinner plate and pocketbook all season. Get more spring per dollar and make the Home Depot your first big orange sign of spring with Black Friday prices throughout the store and 50% off select Bonnie vegetables and herbs. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 1st on 5-inch or smaller plants. Limit 20 per customer. U.S. only.
Bigger may be better, but it doesn't cost more during Mattress Discounter's $197 mattress sale. Because right now you can get any size Serta mattress for just $197 each piece when you buy the complete set. Any size, twin, full, queen, or king. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big. The $197 mattress sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
We're hosted by AdHost.com on The Bob Rivers Show. AdHost, a local Seattle data center providing competitive shared hosting packages starting at just $9.95 a month. 24/7 Seattle support from Fisher Plaza. Mention the promo code BOB for a free setup and free month of hosting. Spell it ADHOST.com or call 888-ADHOST1.
Cafe? No. Cafe Diem. Any size premium roast coffee is just a dollar. Seize your cup of steaming premium roast Arabica beans. Just $1 for any size, small, medium, or large. Every day, Cafe Diem.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We are seeing heavier volumes southbound I-5 from 44th and Linwood, kind of down in through Shoreline. Also northbound 405 through the S-curves picking up. Northbound I-5 from just before 516 up into South Center. You'll see some brake lights there as well. The big story this morning is that we got really heavy rain all over the place, so please be safe this morning. Leave some extra room ahead of you and make sure you're driving smart. We don't want any incidents this morning. Up next on the Bob Rivers Show, we were offered an interview with an actress from the Hunger Games movie, and we almost turned her down.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Decemberists from the Hunger Games soundtrack. And this will be the second weekend, the non-premiere weekend of the Hunger Games. And as you already know, I gave it a favorable review. And Spike saw it as well. Also liked it.
Yeah, loved it.
I think that Eric saw incredible social commentary in there as well.
Oh, huge.
And so we're going to recommend it for this weekend. And by next week, the moratorium on talking about it, because we've sort of limited plot points that we'll talk about because we don't want to ruin it for anybody. But that moratorium will be over as of next week, as we will assume you don't care that much. And you know what happens when we assume? We are always right. That's what happens.
People aren't allowed to get mad after 2 weeks.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So we were offered, Luciana, come on back in. We were offered an interview yesterday with one of the, what do they call them? Tributes?
Tributes.
It's like tribute number 3, I think.
From is it section or region 3?
It's district.
District 3.
District 3. We were offered an interview with a gal from District 3 who was one of the tributes. And I said, well, of course, let's talk to anyone who was in that movie. I mean, imagine mm-hmm. being in one of the biggest movies of all time, and let's talk. And I was told, well, there's a caveat. The caveat was, why you might not want to talk to this person?
Because she, according to Spike, she doesn't say a word in the movie.
She never says a word.
Well, let's just, I don't want to give any spoilers, but she won't be in the sequel.
Right.
It is kids killing kids.
That's what I've heard.
Her time is brief.
Right.
So, but I thought, oh, well, that doesn't matter. Of course we'll say hi to her. Cool, How's she feeling about this roller coaster? And is it helping her get a job? And the answer is,
She's on an audition this morning, right?
That's what they're saying.
Well, she's only 14, and she looks way older. She is a model, and you see her pictures.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous and, like, almost 6 feet tall. So I don't think she's going to have any problem getting other jobs. But I was kind of iffy about getting someone that gets to not be in the sequel as Spike says. Yeah. Yeah.
She's 14 years old for real, by the way. It's not that she plays a 14-year-old, although she does. And she is obviously hot property now. And the reason the interview was canceled this morning is that she's on another audition. I don't believe that. And the reason is the hype of this movie is her – that's her cachet right now.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And unless – I mean, how many auditions are going on at 6:30 in the morning in Los Angeles?
And how many did you find out about yesterday? I don't know how the audition process works.
And also, if they want you for this audition and you say, I'm doing a round of interviews, I'll come in later, either they want you or they don't.
Well, maybe she was doing the round of interviews like in Burbank and she lived 2 hours away, so there was going to be a transit issue.
Maybe. You're closer to my theory, which was that she did some interviews and they went, stop doing interviews.
Well, she's 14, so it's probably going to be a lot of like, I don't know, like.
Oh, I don't know.
That's exactly really how she sounds.
Yeah. No, really?
That's why they didn't let her talk in the movie.
I read that she's multilingual and a brilliant kid and a writer.
She knows every line to Monty Python and the Holy Grail on command.
She's probably really fun then.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, she loves Monty Python and the Holy Grail, as Spike mentioned, which my son also did. And he used to make films. He used to recreate the movies on a little tiny little digital video camera. And,
that's your gateway drug, isn't it?
Monty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for filmmakers.
Totally.
And actors. Okay, so she's not on. Who knows if she'll come back or not. Also today... Adam Baldwin, who's going to be at Comic-Con, the Washington State Convention Center, from the very famous sci-fi, these things are legendary, Firefly and Serenity. Yes.
I didn't get confirmation from them yet.
Well, so if he's here, he's here. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be here.
My job is not easy, you know? Yeah.
And comedian Hannibal Buress.
We hope, apparently.
Performing.
He's coming.
No problem. Performing tonight and tomorrow, 8 and 10 at Laughs. Taste Washington Winemakers will be here, too. Mark McNelly and Mark Ryan Winery. This is the big weekend of Taste Washington for wine aficionados. You're going to go, Jody?
Absolutely, on Sunday.
My wife Lisa is going. Are you going, Joe?
I wish. Kelly's working, and Emily's been sick all week, so nobody. And I really don't need the eating and the drinking, although it sure sounds good.
It does sound wonderful. Yeah. Okay, don't call it pink slime. We have been following the pink slime story for a while now, and governors of three states toured a Nebraska pink slime plant. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't call it pink slime. We wondered why the company that makes pink slime, Beef Products Incorporated, and they don't call it beef slime, why they hadn't done anything to defend themselves. And they literally haven't. They put a statement on their website and they hid during this whole controversy. During the controversy,
Finely textured beef byproducts? Finely
textured lean
FTLB.
Beef.
FTLB.
Okay. By the way, in the article that says don't call it pink slime, they also don't tell you what it's actually really called.
Finely textured lean beef.
So this company hid. We put in a request for someone to talk to us. No one did. And now they're on the offensive. Texas Governor Rick Perry, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, and Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, all Republicans, visited Beef Products Incorporated in South Sioux City to see how the product is made from beef trimmings. Mm-hmm. I applaud them for this, by the way, because I hate it when the media convicts anything or anybody simply because it's good for us to have a story where we have a victim and we have a villain. I mean, it's good for us. We love that. And so for them to go and actually get the facts, I can't wait.
can't wait.
Did they also get the burgers? I mean, if you want to make a point, you do go they, there.
I want to see them eat.
Yeah, right, you go yeah, there right. and you have
look,
lunch.
One thing to look at it and nod your approval.
Yeah, absolutely. You sit down for lunch.
That's great. No, I'm vegan.
I had a taco on the way here.
They did more than nod an approval. They took the T-shirts that they were handed that said, "Dude, it's beef." All of them were wearing the T-shirts during the tour.
Nice.
Yeah.
The company has halted operations, meanwhile. They toured the clothes plants in their states amid criticism that the product is an unappetizing example of industrialized food production. But the product meets federal safety standards, which apparently we don't believe that the federal government will protect us from big business interests. Now, why, sitting in our upside-down mortgages in our houses that are no longer worth anything, would we not believe that the government would protect us from huge business interests?
It's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Safeway, Kroger, everybody has banned the stuff.
Wendy's had a full-page ad this morning in all the papers. Never used it, never will.
Never used it, never will. Is it done? Is it well done?
Well, that's what they say. The best, your best chance.
And that's the thing. The best article I saw about this stuff was a guy who cooked it, the taste test. He cooked a burger made
solely of this?
Solely of pink slime, and then he cooked a regular burger. And he said the stuff just doesn't taste that good. It just doesn't taste, period. It's not juicy like a regular burger. The juices come out and everything.
It did not pass. All right. Eric, will you try them again today?
Sure.
Why not? They may or may not respond.
We did this. We shut down this plant.
We, the media.
We, the people who tweeted the video and the picture.
Yes.
And put it as
right,
a status
not just
update.
The media now, because everybody is media once they get on Facebook.
We, the people, did this. Whether it's good or bad, there is power on our computers and our smartphones.
Are we drunk with that power?
Yes.
I know Eric is.
What's our next victim? What's out there next?
Yeah, who can we destroy?
It's a great question. I'd watch out for us with the microphones. I mean, you know, it's so bad for everyone to say anything that's a joke or, you know, one disapproving person who has 100 friends creates 500 disapproving people, and it just gets exponentially worse.
There was a story in the evening news two nights ago that said, and I believe it was a locally produced story that said, congressmen and senators, watch out. There is a group that is sole purpose is to attack and bring down congressmen and senators. It's a super PAC. And they are doing both Republicans and Democrats. Yeah. They're simply existing to be the watchdog. And they picked one congresswoman. I can't remember her name. She was on the news. And they called her most corrupt. And so the TV had this, you know, this graphic of a big, huge thing, like the kind of weight that would drop on the for the Roadrunner would drop.
Or anvil.
Safe.
Yeah, an anvil. And it went ding. And it said most corrupt on the side. And they had a picture of this woman like, what did I do? And she was under attack.
The incumbents are being attacked.
Yes, because they want to get rid of them.
Yep.
And they're attacking either Republicans or Democrats, they say. We'll see.
Well, if she's the most corrupt.
See?
Well, I hope you can't level a charge like most corrupt without factual
Your name
proof.
Is G. Ullable.
I said if she's the most corrupt.
Right, but that's a fair you've question, opened right? the door.
And then I said I would hope you can't level a charge like most corrupt without corroborating facts. Evidence that
well,
she
we
is.
We don't have time for that.
Oh, well, that's different.
We're the people. We the people, that's the thing I think Jody is referring to. We the people just like to pass on victim and villain as soon as we see it. Do you think that every Facebook or every Twitter has the time to check the facts?
I guarantee they don't. Yeah. And I think bloggers are dangerous and scary.
Yeah.
I really do. Everybody's Edward R. Murrow. Mm. Edward R. Nearly.
I just steered him in that direction.
My God, I'm gullible.
Mr. G.
We are going to win.
G. Gordon Ullable. I'm just teasing you, but
I'm
saying.
I know. You're right.
I just want to point out my blog is not dangerous or scary. It's all about
ground. I just called you dangerous.
It's all about
scary.
Ground turkey. What's dangerous about that?
Where's that turkey been? What's that turkey been fed?
How do you know? Yeah, that's true. That would probably be the
and
next.
And are you in the pocket of the turkey lobby? That, how much turkey gets shipped to your house?
No.
Well, if we do a thorough investigation, how much turkey? In fact, you could title the story,
How Much Graft Is Joe Getting for His Turkey Blog?
I actually heard that Kelly's turkey Thai basil burgers are a recipe handed down from an impoverished and exploited people.
Really?
That's right.
How much tan slime is in that ground turkey?
I'm just saying. I heard. Mm-hmm. Eric told me.
Are you
me.
The pocket of the tan slime industry?
That's probably what's coming next after they've done the beef. Why? I mean, why not the turkey people? Or what's the next food that they're going to go after?
Chicken people have been under attack for a long
time
by animal rights activists, and they appear to have lost that battle. But maybe they should go after it again because you can now tweet and Facebook the pictures of unpleasant chickens working at Foxconn or whatever you call it.
Yeah, they're cleaning up that act.
They're building your iPads. Yeah. Anyway, okay, 647. Don't call it pink slime. Governors are touring the plant. A woman is suing McDonald's, she says, and this is outrageous, for turning her into a prostitute. In California, a woman named Shelley Lynn filed a lawsuit where she's blaming McDonald's. She started working at a McDonald's in Arroyo Grande, California, back in 1982. She began dating her manager, a guy named Keith Handley. Eventually, the low wages, and this is the Foxconn story, the low wages and the inferior health care plan made it impossible for her to live, so her boyfriend started pimping her out and then had her fired. So she needed to rely on prostitution even more. Is this McDonald's problem? Not really, but she ended up at a legal brothel called the Chicken Ranch in Pahrumpf, Nevada, where she says she became their top booker.
Oh, good for her.
Now she's suing McDonald's.
For turning her into a successful career as top booker?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I think that's where she fails. I mean, she obviously didn't at least excelled at the life of prostitute.
She chose freely to do something legal. Uh-huh. In a place, the only place where it was legal. And, you know, if we sue our part-time jobs here, then we'll make it so no part-time jobs are allowed in our society, which will drive.
But if you meet somebody on a job that is your superior and they corrupt you in a way, is the company liable? I mean, if
that's a good question.
You know, if it's her manager is the person she's claiming got her into it.
Well, if a company is a person, then they're a different person from the person they hired.
So it's Ronald McDonald who's the pimp.
I think so.
I'm trying to be clear.
Oh, yeah. No.
All right. It's 6:48. The average person spends how much on coffee in their lifetime?
I think this number's low for our area.
Fortune magazine. No, not Fortune. Fortune is what they spend, actually. $25,000 on coffee. $11 a week is the average.
$11.
A whole week?
Wow.
Just the two of them? One on Monday, one on Thursday? How do you do that? How do you make that
exactly.
work?
Exactly. I know. That's what I think. God. I mean, I don't. That's probably about right for me, and I don't buy espresso. Yeah. I mean, just with ground beans alone, I probably burn through that much.
Who has the most expensive coffee habit in the audience? Very curious. Text in, I go to Starbucks. Now, I don't call it all coffee because I get the veggie breakfast sandwich.
You get the oatmeal. Yeah.
You can't count that.
I can't count that. That's not coffee.
I used to. I used to spend $4 a day.
I had a quad grande latte this morning. Quad grande soy latte. It's Friday.
Soy latte, yeah.
You know, and quad is the most I'll order, even though I'd like an octa grande.
Yeah.
The octa grande. Yeah.
They should make one of those.
They should. Octolatte. Yeah. Do they?
I'm sure they'll put in an extra shot and an extra shot.
They will.
That's the other question I have. I think I've asked this before, but who orders the most shots in a single drink? For real. I'm not going to tell you we'll have a prize for you because I don't want to encourage you to lie. But we might. Call 877-901-0957. Who has the most shots in a latte or whatever? 877-901-0957. If you think you have the most. And
what was your quad?
What's your total
on
coffee per day, do you think, compared to the national average of $11 a week? Who thinks they can blow way past that? So what I do is that drink is, gosh, it's got to be
for something. I don't even look.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then I have a, before that, before I get to the city, I have a Tazo Earl Grey tea.
$3?
With two tea bags. So three and four. So I'm about $7 a day habit.
So that's $35 to work weeks, $140 a month.
No.
Yeah. Almost.
If you're doing it 4 weeks a month, $35, $40
you're spending more than $1,500 a year yourself.
Yeah. I'm spending $1,800 a year on coffee.
Yeah. So over 10 years, that's $18,000. And if you figure you're working 40 years, you're up to almost $80,000 coffee habit there.
Good math. That was good.
Not bad for public school.
Yeah.
How about that? 877-901-0957. Who thinks they beat that and who has the most shots? You can also text us at 52309. When we come back, if you're a worker in a Chinese iPad factory, great news.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We are seeing the traffic volume starting to pick up already. Southbound 405 from 527 down to 522. Looking kind of like the usual. It's a slow drive through there. So is northbound 405 through the S-curves. We had an earlier accident involving a semi-truck northbound A5 around the 5 curve. It's been moved over to the shoulder there at 54th, but it is causing a bit of a slowdown there. Also going to see some heavier volume southbound I-5 from 44th and Linwood all the way down through the shoreline area. Ever to Seattle, taking you about 42 minutes.
Hey, Seattle, what are you doing to squeeze the day? From March 25th through the 31st, Jamba Juice is squeezing the day with free samples of their new fresh juice blends like orange, carrot, banana. Visit jambajuice.com for a location near you, not valid at Safeway locations.
There are lots of things you sacrifice in your life, like sacrificing snacks to trim down, or not going out to lunch to save money, or sacrificing listening to your favorite radio stations because they're out of range. iHeartRadio gives you the pleasure to hear your favorite radio stations anywhere in the country and create commercial-free custom playlists. Just type in a song or artist, iHeartRadio does the rest.
So you don't have to sacrifice your radio stations anymore.
Experience the new iHeartRadio app on your phone, Xbox, and at iHeartRadio.com.
I hate big, faceless, unaccountable corporations. And that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons that I love Sleep Country USA, because these guys are an employee-owned company. Now, an employee-owned company means just that. Every time you work with somebody from Sleep Country USA, whether it's the sales representative that goes and helps you find a bed in their showrooms, one of their over 80 showrooms, or the gentlemen that come and install your new bed and take away your old bed for free. They're all employees of the company. So they care about your experience with Sleep Country USA, an employee-owned company. From the top to the bottom, these guys all have skin in the game, as we like to say. Sleep Country USA is the place to buy a new mattress because they guarantee you it's the best price. They guarantee you. You will never pay more than you should. You will never pay less for a mattress. That's what I'm trying to say. I wish I was an employee-owned company. I'd do better. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
At the Chrysler Showcase event, it's not about cars stealing spotlights. It's about cars that have earned them. Chrysler 300 with its available 8-speed transmission and 31 miles per gallon highway. Chrysler 200 with best-in-class V6 horsepower. And Town and Country, rich leather trim and DVD standard. The way we see it, you want to be in the spotlight, deserve to be in the spotlight. Test the best at the Chrysler Showcase event.
Now, get 0% financing for 72 months on Chrysler 200 sedan. Visit your Chrysler dealer today. EPA estimated rear-wheel drive V6, based on Chrysler Group LLC standard midsize sedan segment. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month for 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers with 10% down through Ally Financial. Excludes LX models. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 4/2/12. Chrysler is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group LLC.
Dad, we need to talk.
Okay.
We've got a 30-year mortgage, am I right?
Uh-huh.
Have you considered refinancing our home with U.S. Bank?
Well, there's an idea.
I don't have to tell you that 15 years is the new 30.
Mortgage-wise?
Precisely. According to my calculations, through U.S. Bank, we could apply to shorten our term and pay off the house faster.
Oh.
Or perhaps apply to lower our rate and free up some cash every month to pursue our dreams.
Which would be?
Installing a regulation Little League baseball field in the backyard.
Ooh.
I'm talking bleachers, Jumbotron, and of course, The hot dog guy.
Of course.
There's never been a better time to refinance your home. At U.S. Bank, we'll help you find the option that's right for you. Apply today at any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/refi now, or call 800-209-BANK. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank.
Should I start the car?
No, I'll take it from here, son.
Wise choice.
Subject to normal credit approval. Some restrictions may apply. Example, 3.99% APR. Call 1-800-209-BANK to obtain additional cost information. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The 95.7 KJR Pod List. Things to see, do, and get this week at 95.7KJR.com.
95.7 KJR has your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Brad Garrett Comedy Show at Tulalip Friday, April 6th. Enter online at 95.7KJR.com.
And while you're there, enter to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them to see Aerosmith at the Tacoma Dome on August 8th.
Want more? Check out the Hot List at 95.7KJR.com.
Clipper Vacations. More destinations, more adventures, more fun. And Clipper Vacations can do it all. Transportation, lodging, tours, events.
They can handle everything for you.
And very, very affordable.
Clipper Vacations has a great value on a getaway package to Victoria.
It's like a little European escape.
Web specials on Clipper Round Trip to Victoria from just $75. Round Trip with Overnight Stay from only $122 per person. And kids go free.
You can experience the shopping and the restaurants and the nightlife and the spa and have such a good time.
Or maybe 35 tons of mammal is more your speed. Take a day trip to see the visiting gray whales with a stop in historic charming Coopville. Weekends now through May 13th from only $44 per person. And kids go for only $10. These specials and so many more at prices you won't find anywhere else.
Clipper Vacation.
Book your Clipper getaway today at 206-448-5000 or online at clippervacations.com. Your Pacific Northwest travel experts.
Clipper Vacation.
Why make the trek to a giant warehouse store when all the low prices are right down the street at Safeway? Skip the big club stores. All you need is a club card. When you use yours, you'll get $3 off each household item, like Bounty, Swiffer, Duracell, Tide, and many more when you buy any two or more. You'll find quickly that when you shop Safeway, there's no need to go anywhere else. And now through Tuesday, when you spend $75 or more with your club card, you'll get a $10 reward coupon good for your next shopping trip. Plus, right now, you can save 30% on all Washington wines with your club card. And save an extra 10% when you buy six or more. Mix and match from our huge selection while you stock up on savings. And don't forget, the more you shop at Safeway, the more you save on gas. You can save up to a dollar off per gallon. So don't get lost in a giant warehouse. Just get great prices on everything you need at Safeway. Ingredients for life. Must be a club card member to earn rewards. See store for details. 10% offer valid for bottles 750 milliliters or more. $10 reward coupon expires April 10, 2012. Restrictions and exclusions apply.
There's a group of people who sleep a whole lot better than everybody else. They're the 7 million people who night after night enjoy the personalized comfort of the Sleep Number bed. The bed that adjusts to every curve of your body to create an irresistible haven of sleep. And you'll only find a bed this amazing in an amazing place. A Sleep Number store, where you'll find a number that will change your life, your Sleep Number setting. And now, during the final days of our semi-annual sleep sale, you can save between $400 and $700 on our most popular bed sets. But hurry, sale ends March 31st. The sale comes twice a year. The amazing sleep, every night of the year. Join the more than 7 million people who sleep better than everybody else at the semi-annual sleep sale. Only at the Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including six in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by May 31st, 2012 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon just by using your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card linked to SpeedPass. Maximum 100 gallons per account eligible for rebate. Offer valid for only one account per person. Allow 90 days to receive rebates.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We did have an incident going on I-405 southbound at the King-Snohomish line, an accident that was blocking. It's not blocking anymore, but we do have some pretty heavy traffic between 527 and 522. Northbound 405 from the Maple Valley Highway into Newcastle, a little bit slow there, so is northbound I-5 from the Michigan Curve to the Convention Center. Also, westbound 512, just as you approach the interstate, you're going to see some heavier volumes there, not as bad as it usually is on a weekday. Southbound I-5 is a little bit sluggish, though, through Edmonds. You're going to see heavy volumes at 220th. Traffic is brought to you by the Seattle Sounders FC. It's Sounders season. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., the Sounders take on the San Jose Earthquakes in their third regular season match at CenturyLink Field. For tickets, visit soundersfc.com or call 877-MLS-GOAL today. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, if you're a worker in a Chinese iPad factory, we've got great news for you.